You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton, Rick Carlin, and Michaela Kilgallen report in the Albany Times-Union that even after the leaders of both legislative bodies from both parties were recently sentenced to prison, no ethics reform will pass in the state capitol as the legislature shuts down at the end of the week. Quote, "We've pleaded, we've talked rationally, we have pleaded with legislators and the governor's office," end quote. Barbara Bartoletti from the League of Women Voters said, quote, "We have done our jobs. Now it's time for the public to do their jobs. Make sure that some of these people don't come back next January, and maybe that will change the culture of corruption here in Albany," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Ichabod Crane Central School District is testing the water throughout school buildings for presence of pollutants such as perfluorooctanoic acid, or PFOA, after many reports of problems with water in nearby Rensselaer County. The district water comes from the village of Valatie, so they are not required to test it, but said at its June 7th meeting that over 300 samples have been taken by lab technicians in May. They expect results by mid-July. Bethany Bump reports in the Albany Times-Union that the State Board of Regents passed new rules June 14th, mandating New York school districts conduct 4 lockdown drills a year. The rules were recommended by the Safe Schools Task Force, a group of law enforcement and state officials commissioned a month after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, to make schools safer. In a lockdown drill, school officials clear hallways, lock doors, and take cover positions. The rules also require 8 evacuation drills, policies and procedures for contacting parents when there is an implied or direct threat of violence by a student, and assigning a chief emergency officer to coordinate communication between staff and first responders. Bump writes, quote, "In the years since Sandy Hook, there have been more than 100 school shootings in the U.S. for an average of nearly 1 a week, according to the Mass Shooting Tracker, a crowdsourced database," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The United States Drought Monitor site says most of New York is currently, quote, "abnormally dry," which means more black bears will be looking for food farther from home and closer to people. The Watershed Post reports that from May 1st to May 23rd, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation received 54 complaints about bears in the Catskills. Quote, "Bears can obtain all of the food they need from the forest, but they are intelligent and opportunistic animals that will find and consume whatever food they can find most easily," the statement read. Quote, "Bird feeders, garbage cans, dumpsters, barbecue grills, unsecured outbuildings, or vehicles containing food or waste are all potential attractants to bears," end quote, the Department of Environmental Conservation said in a press release this spring. Quote, "Once a bear learns to obtain food from people or certain structures, it is very difficult to change the animal's behavior. These bears are more vulnerable to motor vehicle collisions in populated areas, more likely to be illegally killed, or may become a threat to public safety," end quote. The DEC asks anyone with property damaged from a bear to report the incident at 518-357-2450. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. This has been the WGXC News Update.